Hello and welcome to today's Good News of the Kingdom podcast with Gary Miller, voice of the International Congregation of Yahweh. ICY has been publishing literature for over 27 years and has radio broadcast outlets in over 20 countries. ICY's magazine, Insight, is celebrating its 23rd anniversary and has readers in more than 30 countries worldwide. We hope you will stay with us after today's program for a detailed look inside the Insight and our other literature covering a variety of biblical topics. You may also visit us online at icyahweh.org.
Hello again, everybody. This is Gary Miller bringing you the good news of the coming kingdom of Yahweh. This is a kingdom that will bring peace on earth and goodwill toward men. This is a kingdom that's going to rule the earth with a rod of iron. It's necessary to force people to be happy, believe it or not. This is a kingdom that's based on the first five books of the Bible. This is the constitutional code of that coming government. So are you ready for 1,000 years of peace? Are you ready for the end of generational poverty, for the sorrows of today replaced with global prosperity? Are you ready for global radiant health, peace breaking out everywhere instead of war? Clean, safe cities, end of terrorism, the wonderful weather, clean air and water, no drought, bumper crops unmatched in history without chemical fertilizers. Are you ready for all this? A vastly extended life expectancy and the end of out-of-control government excesses. Are you ready for this? Well, this is what the kingdom of Yahweh is about. This is what the kingdom of Yahweh is going to produce. And this kingdom is based on natural law. The natural laws that govern society and human behavior is what this kingdom is all about. And Yahweh is going to send Yahshua, his Messiah, that is the son of Yahweh. He's going to send him here to this earth to set things right because man is doing a poor job. In light of what's happened in the last few months, we see governments toppling. We see people hitting the streets, going to the streets in anarchy and rebellion. Of course, Yahweh's not for rebellion and anarchy. In order to bring down governments because they feel governments are unfair. Of course, the governments of this nation and governments of the world are in many cases unfair. And I understand it's certainly possible for people to get frustrated with this. But think about ancient Israel. Ancient Israel was in captivity for 430 long years. And believe me, they were under an oppressive government. But not one time did Yahweh tell them to rebel against that government. Yahweh himself released them. And he didn't do it by sedition and insurrection. He did it with the permission of Pharaoh himself. So when we look at the conditions of the world today, we often see solutions or hear solutions that really compound the problems that create other problems. And our job as human beings is to not create more problems, but to get along with each other. And if we don't know what the natural laws are that govern human behavior, that govern the times in which we live, tell us what to do in every situation, as it says in Proverbs, then we're going to create more problems. So what does our modern 21st century world need today? From a distance out in space, of course, this blue jewel Earth seems to be at peace with the universe, quietly cruising through space at over 66,000 miles an hour. All appears well from a distance. But we know that close up and personal, we see the world not at peace, the 21st century that has staggering, mind-boggling problems. From colossal economic debt to devastation from hurricanes, earthquakes, and tsunamis, this world is reeling under a tremendous burden of sin. Yes, it's sin that causes these problems. Sounds like a religious problem. It is a global problem. It is a mankind problem. It is a problem that is producing the ills of this earth. It is sin that produces these things. It's not government doing it to us, people. It's us doing it to ourselves. So this year, for example, in the U.S., there were floods along the Mississippi River that set all-time records. Rivers inundated valuable farmland over America's midsection and cut deep losses throughout the South. And in the southern states of Texas and Arizona, Southwest, we're experiencing still tremendous searing drought, punctuating record billions of losses across the continental U.S. A numbing chill brought the coldest spring ever recorded in Seattle, Washington, and other states. The toll continued to mount this spring as an almost daily juggernaut of deadly storms and tornadoes relentlessly hammered the U.S. homeland, leaving nothing but wastelands and decimation and death behind. You add to this earthquakes, tsunamis, erupting volcanoes in Iceland, record flooding in Colombia, South America, and you wonder, has nature gone berserk? Or as some might say, well, things just happen. On the other side of the globe, the tiny island nation of Japan is still reeling from an epic-sized tsunami that was triggered by an 8.9, that's 8.9 magnitude earthquake on March 11th, 2011. The wreckage and carnage was beyond belief, Japan's worst on record. It wreaked havoc along a huge stretch of Japan's northeast coast, and 30-foot walls of water raced over rice fields, drowned entire villages and towns, dragged houses onto highways, and jostled cars and boats like toys. So the land of the rising sun may never be quite the same. Now, these events are without a doubt historic. 2011 set records. Record rainfall in many parts of the country. Records worldwide in terms of storms and devastation. What is going on? What do we make of all this rapid fire devastation in so many different parts of the world, not in just one place? Is nature on the loose? Has she gone wild and is out of control, out to get us? But there's an even more searching, soul-searching questions we can ask. Are these beyond man's control? Are we really just hapless observers in a universe, alone in the world and the universe left to battle these colossal forces of nature on our own? Or is man responsible in some way? Remember earlier I mentioned the sin of the people is what's causing the problem. It's the sins that are causing these colossal economic and weather problems, believe it or not. It's not just a religious, quote, religious problem. Are we doing something in some way that's tipping the balance of nature, pushing our planet and its inhabitants to the brink? Can we prevent these calamities? Is it possible that if we knew the actual solution, the reason why catastrophes are ripping nations apart, if we knew the actual solution, would we not truly try to implement those solutions? Would we not throw every ounce of muscle we have to pursue the way to end those causes of our problems? Or would we really? You know, oftentimes people don't really want the answer, they want what they want. What if the family of mankind was presented with the absolute solution to these problems so we would never again be on a collision course with nature? Would we accept it? Would we really? Well, that depends. Now, usually what happens is if a solution challenges our core values, not just our intellectual belief, but our core values, our challenges and calls into questions, our religious beliefs, what are the chances that it would be embraced? Well, the answer is usually very slim, very slight. If the solutions challenge those core values and religious beliefs, they're often rejected without a hearing. Well, I'm here to tell you this is a fundamental reason our catastrophes persist and why our global problems are literally drowning us in water and mountains of debt. At the same time, disease and war multiply. We suffer these monumental and recurring losses because we do not change what we're doing that causes the problem. The Bible says we reap what we sow for good or for evil, Galatians 6 and verse 7. Now, I want to give you the actual causes of the problems. Now, if we know the causes of the problems and the solutions of the problems, then those can be solved, obviously. The actual causes of the problems that mankind is suffering are really, quote, religious causes, in the sense that we would call it a religious issue. But it's not a religious issue, it's a cause-effect issue. It's a natural law issue. The creator of mankind and of this universe created it with certain natural laws that are immutable. You can't change them. You can't legislate them away. You can't decide that the gravity law is not going to act tomorrow, or that you can't just legislate and say the sun's not going to rise tomorrow. It's not going to happen. These things cannot be decided by mankind. And there's many social issues that we cannot decide on our own. Now, we can make decisions, but we could also have dire consequences. And that's what we're seeing globally. I want you to notice what Yahweh says. Leviticus 26 and verse 15. If you shall despise my statutes, or if your soul abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments. Now, he said, if these are conditional statements. If you will not do these things, then here's what's going to happen. So you can turn that around and say, if you do these things, these consequences will not happen. But if we do not obey his statutes and judgments, if we despise them, we abhor his judgments, and will not do his commandments, this is what he says. He says, I'm going to tell you it's a scientific fact. Here's the cause and effect relationship. Here's a scientific fact. He says, here are the effects. This is what Yahweh says. Not some other deity, Yahweh. He says, I will cause sorrow of heart. You shall be slain before your enemies. Don't tell me that it's a blessing for our soldiers to go to Afghanistan and Iraq and lose their life over there. This is a curse. It's not a blessing. It's a curse. He says, you will be slain before your enemies. They that hate you will reign over you. That's going to happen. He says, these are the effects. He just told us the causes, despising his statutes, abhorring his judgments, not doing all his commandments. These are the effects. He says, I will make your heaven as iron. You can't sink a plow into it. And your earth is brass. That's drought. It's so dry that you can't break the ground. It won't grow anything. There's no moisture. He says, I'll make your cities waste. Believe me, that's what happened this last spring. And it will happen every spring if we don't repent. I will bring your land into desolation. Absolutely decimate the land. That's what he said. Now, this is the creator of the universe speaking. You don't tell him no. This is exactly what's going to happen if we don't obey those statutes, judgments, and commandments. It's for our good. Yahweh does not take any pleasure in the death of the wicked. He takes no pleasure in these dire things happening to the human race. But he's trying to teach us a lesson that there are consequences for decisions that we make. We are seeing this declaration from Yahweh fulfilled right before our very eyes. These natural laws act inexorably with scientific precision. This is the solution. Here's the solution mankind is looking for. Obey Yahweh's statutes and judgments and his commandments. We just have to accept them and act on them. And it's urgent that we act now. Yahweh puts these things out there so we will know what the causes are. So until next time, this is Gary Miller, and I thank you for listening.
Please contact us today to subscribe to our free Insight magazine. The Insight provides the connection between current events and biblical prophecy. People want to know the causes of war, disease, terrorism, and where we are headed. Are we living in the final generation of this age? The Insight discusses these questions from the standpoint of what the Bible says. The solutions to the problems humanity faces are found in the law of Yahweh. Our literature focuses on that law. This is vital information urgently needed in these uncertain times. So be sure to subscribe to the Insight today by contacting us at ICY P.O. Box 208, Pocahontas, Arkansas, 72455 USA. Or please visit us online at icyahweh.org.